It was a good couple crates of sardines out at the Durban beachfront.
Been all about the Garrick the last couple of days and Blue. Catch a live shad, put the live shad, catch a Garrick. That's how it's been going.
The hot spot has been the Pennington Ski Boat Club area for those of you that want to catch shad.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
And we are back. Welcome to this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Report. Guys, the moral of today's episode is perseverance. Because this week in KZN, it wasn't the greatest of weeks with catches, right? It was difficult conditions. The sea wasn't right. The conditions weren't right. It was just not in favor for the anglers. However, those that have gone out and persevered were certainly rewarded. Guys, this week we have seen Garrick, we have seen Cobb, we have seen Shad, we have seen Bronze Bream, and we have seen Trout. There were a lot of species that were missing, but you know what? There's always the upcoming weekend, and that's what you're listening to the show for us to tell you exactly where those hotspots were. This week in the KZN coastline, we did have some hotspots that were a little more favorable than the others. In fact, there were some areas where it was in complete contrast to the previous couple of weeks, but doesn't mean this week is the same, and our reporters are going to tell you exactly what you can expect from those areas. So let's get into it. But before we do, huge shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialists. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. So now, guys, on Wednesday, right, sardines have come out in Durban. I'm out there at the Durban Skibber Club doing my KZN fishing report for our YouTube channel. By the way, check it out if you haven't as yet, Angler News SA. Anyway, as I'm doing the report, here comes a boat going flying past me right on the shore break with a sardine net behind it. So obviously the guys are netting sardines. Well, I was wondering, whether is it sardines or was it mackerel? But we chased it down and it was a good couple crates of sardines out at the Durban beachfront. Guys, Addington Beach to be more precise. There were at least about four netters out there and it was just sardines. So this weekend, with the conditions looking the way it is, be prepared to get some sardines out of Durban. Now let's get into this report. While we're sticking with Durban, we've got Mike V and Brad Krobler with this week's fishing report.
How's it, guys? Yes, it's been all about the Garricks the last couple of days. And catch a live shad, put the live shad, catch a Garrick. That's how it's been going. There's quite a few Garrick caught there. Even the North Bank side towards Beachwood, Virginia, all had quite a few numbers of Garrick on them. Between that, there were some lovely stumpies caught, some grunters, odd grey shark here, and then odd diamond as well, eating the live baits. So yes, on the beaches, that has been the main aim of the game. The guys putting the time for the stumpies and the grunters have been rewarded with some lovely fish. Good couple of cob as well, from far north all the way through here, down as far south as you can go. The cob have been all over as well. Now, on the paddle ski and ski boat side, the guys are getting some lovely snook and odd cooter in the mix. Otherwise, the oaks have all been targeting doggers and keelback. That has been the main aim of the game. The guys putting in the long hours and getting some good fish. In the bay, good couple of grunter being caught, the odd kingy, a couple of flatties being hooked, a couple of salmon. So yeah, there's been some bite in the bay. Not wild like it will start becoming, but it's a good start. Guys, have fun. Enjoy.
Well, good day, guys. It's Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. All right, guys, over the last week, we've had some pretty nice catches, some really, really decent bottom fish, some really good slingers and soldiers, and some nice rock in between them. Yeah, further north reefs, there's been some lovely amberjack and shellbait. On the south bluff side, quite a few dogger happening off the pipe area. Guys, and then also here in the shallows, there's been quite a few snook, and for the people who are brave enough to go sit on the back line and put a live bait, yeah, there's been quite a few Garrick coming off Blue Lagoon. Yes, I got some. Yeah, tight line.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. Great start to the show. Moving up to the North Coast, it's not to say there weren't any fish, it was just really quiet. So reports from Suvika on the lower North Coast, that whole Belitos and Kwazi-Tugela area, it has been pretty quiet this week, guys. Unfortunately, not too much reports coming out. All we knew about was four Garrick. However, moving up up to the upper north coast. Well, guys, it has been pretty good. There has been a fair amount of garrick. There has been a couple of shad, some good grunter coming out, as well as on the offshore side, some nice snook coming on the bite. So there has been some action up on the upper north coast. Now moving on to the freshwater side of KZN. Also, once again, it has been pretty quiet. However, Jan is going to tell us about it, but we will be back after this with even more good news from the south coast, because Ray and Adam have some fantastic stuff coming up, as well as some catches on the spearfishing side. And Paul Merson is going to tell us about how to work those plugs and spoons, well, in between rough or calm conditions. So you definitely want to stick around. But before all of that, here is Jan from the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg.
Hey there, guys. Winter still very much in play here up in the Midlands. Morning's rather chilly to start, with temperatures well down in single figures and daytime temperatures rising up into the low to mid-teens. Low overnight temps are keeping waters cold and fish are still somewhat slowed up as a result. The air pressure graph is also looking like a roller coaster ride over 48-hour intervals, so that's not helping. We said it before, guys, but in short, the only way to find out is to put line to water and see what comes along for a nibble. There are slim pickings in the NFFC returns at the moment and fish coming in at the lower end of the tape measure in the 9 to 11 inch or 23 to 28 centimeter and 11 to 13 or 28 to 33 centimeter bracket, with a few fish in the 13 to 15 inches or 33 to 38 centimeter class. Fish are still very much in full winter spawn and hens very much egg bound, so care when handling these fish is highly recommended. There was only a single report that mentioned flies, and with the water temperature still very low, small nymph patterns and bright colors, for example, egg patterns, are your go-to. Feedback coming back from the recent Women in Waders Ladies Fly Fishing Festival is phenomenal. The ladies team that put on the event is under great pressure for the event to become a Midlands fly fishing fixture. To note here for the lady listeners is that August is Women Month. So let's hear it from the lady anglers that are getting out there and getting some fish. Show and tell, please. With half-decent weather, scaly anglers are getting a bit twitchy, but reports from the Umkomar says the river is low and clear with no visible fish. No news from the bass fishing fraternity from either Albert Falls or Midmar. And when the bass anglers are coming into shop and rigging up for saltwater, it can be taken that things are rather quiet locally. So guys, tight lines all.
Thank you, Jan. Yes, it has been quiet, but at least we can always count on that trout. And those ladies are certainly showing us how to do it. Now, let's kick into the spearfishing side. Guys, I'm excited about this one because Monday we have an entire podcast on spearfishing. And you wouldn't believe how interesting this gets. If you want to be an angler that knows more about where to cast your line, right, and know about the structure and understanding water and currents, well, I would suggest paying some careful attention to the spearfishing podcast coming out on Monday. That'll be on ecr.co.za or anglernews.co.za. Our new correspondent from the Hibiscus Underwater Club, Don Solomon. Now, Don is here with this week's spearfishing report, and it does sound pretty exciting, irrespective of those challenging water conditions that guys had to go out in. So guys, once again, it's all about perseverance.
Hi there, Vinesh. This is the spearfishing report from the lower south coast. The weekend was surprisingly quite good. Big swell. The sea actually didn't look inviting, but once we were in it, it was fantastic. Reef fish are absolutely everywhere. Beautiful fish all over the place. Also a lot of sailfish kicking about. Lots of bait, lots of whales around. No sort of tartle fish, you know, nothing massive. No big Darga salmon, no big garrick, couple of small ones. Looking ahead, there's some really big wind and swell coming. So yeah, I think the diving front's going to be out for it looks like maybe the next weeks. If the forecast stays the way it is, we've got big swell coming and that just turns everything up. But never know, there might be a bit of action for some boat spearfishing, you know, a little bit deeper line. We'll keep an eye on it. All right, thanks a lot. Cheers.
Thank you, Don. Guys, I promise you, you definitely want to listen to this podcast that's coming out next. It's going to be really exciting. I mean, I just thought, let me just look into this facet. I was blown away with what you can learn from it. So I really implore you to give it a listen and tell me what you think, because we're always trying to learn more, right? And now, speaking about learning more, well, here is Paul Merson. I called Paul up and I said, Paul, tell me how to work these lures. We got some rough conditions coming up, right? I want to know how to work lures in some bumpy seas, in some rough seas with a lot of white water. Tell me how to work it if the water is calm on the very next day. How should I, you know, retrieve these lures? And this is what Paul had to say.
I would definitely, you know, in conditions that aren't suited, maybe a wind chop sea, I would probably tend to take it literally just subsurface, maybe skipping out once or twice just to give it a bit of an attraction to it. but for your Leary's and your shad, carp, still the same thing, carp be on the bottom, calmer conditions. I would definitely try and make it more active. I would probably try and skip it along the top once or twice, you know, subsurface, a little bit quicker, slow it down a bit quicker. And previously I did mention that what you can do is you can have the rods up higher and cause a bit of action on the water, you know, almost working it like a plug. But that's, I would do that in those conditions. We've had good success with it.
I love it. Absolutely love it. That's how to work those clone lures over this weekend, because we're going to be having some weird conditions with that sea. Now, speaking about those weird conditions and elaborating on it, guys, here is Mr. Ray Thompson starting off with the conditions from a little closer to home, Amanzi Tauti, that entire Lovell stretch, moving up to Scottsboro, Rocky Bay, and Pennington.
All right, guys, let's start at the bottom. There's been quite a bit of fish down in the Baisley area. Carrows, cob, and of course, shad and bronze bream. That's been the flavor of the day down that area. The lower south coast definitely producing a lot more fish than further north. Donny Point, there's been the odd snook hooked and landed there. The hot spot has been the Pennington Ski Boat Club area. For those of you that want to catch shad, that has been the area that has produced the most shad. Scottsboro, however, has been producing some nice grey sharks and the odd big diamond. The reason being, Saturday and Sunday we had that thunderstorm. That river came down, the water got a little bit dirty. That's why the guys were catching grey sharks and diamonds. Moving up to Umkamas, a lot of small shad. Guys, a lot of undersized shad in that area. Umgababa, very quiet. Ilova, Caradina as well. The Garrick seem to have moved away from that area. Presume they're following sardines further north. Vunkel, all the way through to Inyoni. There's been a lot of quarantine. Very few fish hooked at night time. The reason being, a lot of small fish around. If you throw a sardine bait out at night time, lots and lots of little peckers around. Lots of carrows during the day. So if you want to go and have some light tackle fun, that's the place to go to. Mbogantwini, ledges, all the way through to the golf course. Look, it's been very quiet. I do know of a couple that were fishing there on Wednesday and they were assaulted, cell phone stolen, rods and reels and stuff like that. So guys, when you go out there, go out in a group, try and stay safe, look after one another.
Thank you, Mr. Thompson. Well, guys, you know what? Safety in numbers. That's what it's about. You know, especially when you fish in those isolated areas like that Mbogantwini, that Heart Attack Hill. You know, it's great fishing grounds. We love fishing those areas, but we're going to have to be aware. This, you know, it's an unfortunate incident. We don't want it to happen, but it is a reality. So, you know, when you're out there, call a bunch of guys up and say, guys, let's go fishing. Go out with a group of guys and be alert and aware of your surroundings. Now, back to the fishing and where the fishing has been absolutely fantastic. It's been the pick of the week. It is with Adam, our South Coast guru, reporting from Port Shepstone to Port Edward.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow listeners. I trust that everyone's had an epic week out there. It is still definitely bitingly cold in the mornings down on the lower coast, Vinesh. And even into the late afternoons, you know, it really is still winter time down here. But that means winter fishing. And of course, as we know, that is your rockfish. So stuff like bronze bream, your black-tailed, your stone bream, carantine, your five fingers, your zebras, and even your black bream or kalyun have been popping up in droves down on the south coast. So it's been absolutely epic seeing this fish around with a few rockcod in between and one or two smaller brushes. So definitely getting that sort of edible side of fishing back up again on the south coast, with most of the sards pretty much done and dusted. You're still seeing a lot of pockets of red eye and mackerel down the side, but you know, definitely the rock fishing is starting to pick up. I would say in terms of spinning though, it has sort of quietened down. There are not many bigger kingies around, and even shad, it's been really sort of hit and miss. There's been a few of the smaller shad, you know, that the guys have been targeting to especially use for live bait, because we've had some garrick and some very nice garrick still coming through this side, Vinesh. You know, everywhere from Port Shepstone right down to Margate Pier. You know, just your deep water spots. If you've got a live shad in the water, you know, you're more than likely going to pick up a nice-sized garrick, especially off Margate Pier. In terms of paddle tails, though, paddle tails have definitely been working, especially in our rivers. Most of our rivers have been fairly clean, so very nice to see. And I think the brighter colors, which should do damage in the river, especially for those smaller kingies, your smaller cob, and also your rockies. Now, I know the guys have also been catching some very, very beautiful cob, especially at nighttime in the Sheppey area or Port Shepstone region. and a lot of sort of smaller 5-6 kilo size cod popping up here and there again. There's also been a bit of wave garrick about and some nice sized ones as well, Vinesh. So very good to see that. Haven't seen those in a while. So the guys want to go down with your little 7-foot rods, your small little minnows or small spoons. Just throw into the wash if you want to, you know, just off the beach or off your smaller rocky gullies, you know, and try for those little wave garrick. So there's something sort of for everyone at this stage, Vinesh. Things are slowly but surely getting there, Vinesh, in terms of the freshwater side and even the deep sea side, you know, a couple of bottom fish around and a bit of tuna, but no sort of real fireworks yet. So I would definitely say the rock and surf side winter fishing is definitely going to be the sort of thing that I would want to do if I was coming down for the weekend now. But otherwise, guys, I hope you have an awesome weekend. Stay safe, tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Great stuff, Adam. Thank you for the update on the paddle tails. I am fishing Caribbean Estate this weekend. That's where I'm going to be staying, and I'll be sure to pack those in my bag. I was originally just going to pack some clones and some chukka baits, but hey, you know what? Why not? Especially after you saying there's cob and kingfish around, you know, so we're definitely going to be trying our luck with some lures. Alrighty, so guys, that is our KZN fishing report for this week. Like I said, it hasn't been the greatest, but it hasn't been the worst either. There has been fish that has come to hand. There will be fish coming out this weekend, so make sure to get out there. Remember to stay safe, guys. We do not want any more unfortunate incidences, and make sure to send us those catches to info@anglernews.co.za. Make sure to listen out for Monday's podcast. It's the one with spearfishing Don Solomon, guys. Like I said, this will help you improve your strike rate because you'll know exactly how to read water after going and trying your hand at some spearfishing. And of course, as we mentioned at the start of the show, there probably would be sardines in Durban this week, so keep an eye out for them. Keep an ear out on ECR because if I get the news, I will definitely report it out there. And also check out our TikTok pages. That's where I tend to put out the latest reports as well. So until Friday morning at 6:40 on the East Coast Radio Breakfast Show.
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.